Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Case File 2 of Microscope, the show that examines some of the world's biggest mysteries. Each episode we'll be interviewing a different special guest to help us try and explain the unexplainable. This time we're looking at predicting the future. I sat down with Jeffrey Littleton, a lighthouse keeper who believes he has visions of events long before they have happened, i.e. he can predict the future. I asked him about his life in the lighthouse and how these mysterious powers have affected him. So let's crack straight on with it. Here's fortune-telling lighthouse keeper, Jeffrey Littleton.
And may I say to the listeners, and also to the 100-plus people in front of me, may I say it is a privilege and it is refreshing to be in a square room.
Right.
Let me tell you.
How often?
I got here. I didn't tell you this when we met earlier, but I got here an hour early.
Did you?
And I was sniffing up the corners. You laugh. I appreciate that. Don't get me wrong. But let me tell you something. You're not appreciating where you live. I imagine most of you live in square houses. Flats, hostels,
mate. Yeah, we know what you're talking about. Yeah,
corners.
Yeah, no, we know what you're talking about.
Corners of the universe that people are missing out, right?
How often do you get out then of your round lighthouse?
How often do I get out?
Get out.
Well, once a month,
okay.
I go and buy cheese, a kernel of bread.
Yeah. Food.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, okay, right. You do, you do.
That list could have gone on a while. Well done for nipping that in the bud. Yeah. Because I would have missed it a month's worth of supplies for a grown man, and every Tuesday, a visitor from a fantastic service that I use when I can afford it.
We need to iron out the use of lists. It's not just a minute, you know. We've got to move on.
Lists are the corners of life. They help you breathe.
Now, so do you have any other reason to leave the lighthouse other than sort of food supplies?
Well, my mother was very sick.
Was she?
In 2016.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is she still? Let's not get into that. She was sick in 2016.
She was sick as a dog. I just thought, you know what? I can't stand her, so I left for a week.
Right. So she, you live. You live with your mother on the lighthouse.
She lives downstairs. I live upstairs.
Right, okay.
And she was driving me fucking nuts.
Right.
She had this bell.
She had a bell?
She couldn't move.
Right.
So, you know, every time she... And I thought, do you know what? I'm sick of this.
Right.
I didn't want to be born in a lighthouse.
No.
The reason why I'm there is because of her.
Yep.
And I just thought, can I swear?
You could, yeah, why not?
List.
Right, okay.
I went on holiday to. I took in Amsterdam.
Yep.
I then got a flight over to Mallorca.
Yep.
And then I spent a few days at the blackjack tables of Blackpool.
Yeah, okay, right. Now, there's a lot of things I want to get through very quickly, right? So you were born in a lighthouse, your mum lives downstairs.
Wasn't born on a lighthouse?
Right. In a lighthouse. Right, okay, yeah. Born in a lighthouse, my mistake. Now, your mum lives downstairs, you live upstairs.
I was conceived on a lighthouse.
On a lighthouse. Where's your father now?
Pardon me?
Where's your father now?
Well, when I was 6 years old, he abseiled down the side of... Yes, yes. You know, like Rapunzel?
Yeah, no. What are you talking about? What do you mean? Yeah, I know what Rapunzel is.
I know what Rapunzel is a question.
No, yeah, I know what
Well, the one with the hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a rope, though, is it? Yeah. He abseiled with his own hair.
You mean... He weighted his own hair.
He what? He what?
He put a weight on the end of his very long hair.
Right, okay.
Threw it out to sea. Yeah. And he went out the window.
Sorry, hang on a minute. So he abseiled down, he just attached a weight to
He jumped out the window, right, yeah. Okay. I was told abseil till I was 15.
Right, yeah.
And then I pieced the bits together.
Right.
Because,
What were the chief clues? Anyway, now so you live in this lighthouse. Your mum's downstairs. I mean, what are we talking? You know the future. What are we talking about? The logistics of your.
Do you know what? I do forget that sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. We are talking to a lighthouse keeper, and you predict the future. That's your gift.
Yes, I can.
And you've come on the Microscope podcast, the Loves Mysteries, and we're trying to get the bottom of your skill, your gift.
I can see the future.
Right.
When I go up to the top of my yellow lighthouse.
It's a yellow lighthouse.
Yeah. Sunflower
a
yellow.
Murmuring of dissent from the ranks. Are we coming to the right show? I'm afraid so, pal.
Another half hour of this. I don't know where it's going. Remember that. Always have that in your head.
Right.
Sunflower yellow.
Yeah.
Sunflower yellow. And I just go up like a busy bee, and I sit there with the gas. I like to keep the
you
tradition
keep keeping
going.
The gas light going. Yeah,
keep
yeah.
the tradition going.
Yep.
And I stare out at the horizon. Uh-huh. You lot in London, you ain't seen a horizon probably for I don't know.
A long time.
A long time. Yeah.
Thank you, pal. That was the phrase I was grasping for. I appreciate that. If anyone else just wants to finish my sentences, there's
genuinely,
be plenty of opportunities. Trust me. Yes, the old horizon is a wonderful thing. And I just, as you can see, I don't wear glasses.
No, right, yeah.
But I like to wear them round my neck.
Yeah, if you're listening at home, what is your name? Fucking hell, I should be on top of this.
My name?
Jeffrey Littleton has a pair of glasses around his neck. Now, so you...
I squint out to the horizon... And I breathe in the sea air.
Yes. Now.
And then I go downstairs.
To see your mum?
Yeah. Check she's okay.
Check she's okay, yeah.
Back upstairs.
Right. Why is there a need for that if you can see the future? You can sort of see what's happening. Why check on her?
I can only see the future outside the lighthouse.
Oh, I see, right. Any events.
You know what? I really wish I.
Yeah.
I think we were both going where I think we were going. Right,
might have stopped your dad jumping out the window.
I only knew he was out the window when he was out the window.
Well, okay. Yeah? Oh, shit.
Yeah? He was sat on the window still.
Wait a minute. No. You still predict the future of him going down. You're like, oh, what's happened inside? Wouldn't you? If you could predict what's going on outside.
What, you don't think I questioned my mum?
What?
I thought he was pushed.
Right.
For a year, I thought he was pushed.
Yep.
Abseiling for 6 years.
Yeah. Suicide. Fuck me, yeah. This is bleak,
no,
isn't it?
No, but I remember... right, I get your point, yes. Yeah. Right. No, I was too young, I was six.
Right.
I was six.
Yeah.
So I remember staring out at the horizon, seeing my dad fly out of his
lighthouse. Yeah.
And I remember thinking, God, why has he done that?
Right.
You know, but the thing about the future, I hate to break it to you, but it's not state damped in any way. And yeah, I did say state damped.
So you can see the future, but it's an indeterminate period in which you can sort of predict.
Do you ever think, I dream of this scenario.
Right.
One day you wake up, yes? There's a letter at your door, your bedroom door. How's
a letter?
That got in there? Yeah. You open it up. It's a picture. It's a picture of you. Older. You don't know how old. You're in bed with a mystery person. outside, you can see the Taj Mahal.
What are you talking about? You got a better hotel. You got a Taj Mahal view in your hotel. Yeah, you're a bit older.
Right.
You're with
a, okay. And you have no idea. You can see the back of your head. You can see a mystery person.
The back of your head. So you're in bed, and there's a, what? There's no headboard, and you're shot from behind.
No, not behind. Side.
Right. So the bed is not facing the Taj Mahal. It's a hotel, right? A premium rate hotel, and they put the bed to the side of the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, you got yes. You'd think you'd move the bed around and face the Taj Mahal. I'm with you. But what I'm saying is, you look at that photo and you think, and you know, the envelope is the envelope says what does it say? Truth.
It's truth.
Yeah. And so you go, fuck me, that's going to happen in my life.
Is it?
At some point.
Right.
Yes. At some point.
Yeah.
Someone has screen grabbed an image from my life in the future.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Who is that? How am I going to end up in India?
You're quick. Can't fold it. You always pull it back.
I'm not as sick as I look.
No.
And, you know, you think, well, I'll keep that. And then, in 20 years' time, you're lying there. You wake up. And then you go, holy shit, I'm in the picture. Yeah? You look over.
Yeah.
There's a stranger taking the picture.
Right.
Who's that man? Who's that man?
Yeah,
huh? Who's that man? Yeah. Fucking hell!
Yeah. And I'm sorry, did this happen? Or was this an elaborate metaphor? I'm sort of got lost. Did this actually happen?
Give me a minute.
Right.
So what? So I'm trying to compare.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
What happens with me?
Right.
I squint, I look out, and then in many ways, this is what I do. I go downstairs.
Yep.
Check mother's all right. Go back upstairs. Fucking hell. And I paint pictures of what I see.
Right, okay. So you
and then I've got a big cupboard of them.
Yep.
People tell me to get drawers, but I like a big old cupboard.
Sure. Yeah.
You know.
It's just a cupboard, you chuck them in.
Yeah. It's a complete mess.
Right.
And, you know, you can buy these architectural drawers to put in your paintings.
Yep.
I'm like, shove it in the cupboard.
In the cupboard, yeah. Cupboard of the future.
Yep. A bit like...
Go on.
Azkaban.
The Azkaban?
No. Lion, Witch and Wardrobe.
Narnia.
God bless you.
I must have missed that book. The Cupboard of the Future.
The Cupboard of the Future.
Yeah,
that's what I call it. So if anyone comes round, I'll say, have a look in there. There might be something for you.
Oh, okay.
I've got no idea. There might be someone.
So what kind of paintings have you got in there?
Well, January the 1st, New Year's Day.
Of this year?
This year.
2019.
This year. I always let off some fireworks at the top of the stairs.
Right. Is that allowed? Does that confuse sailors? I understand lighthouses have a specific light pattern to let people know where they are. Is that not misconstrued as a flare?
Yes, it caused some...
The Coast Guard come out?
Yeah, a lot of problems, a lot of calls.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I have got no idea if it's going to happen, do I?
So yes, what? You do. It's just the whole fucking point. What are you talking about? Otherwise, you're just a painting on a lighthouse with a mum dying downstairs.
Yes, you make a very good point. No, hang on. Look, I need to do this for my fellow brethren out there that also predict futures. I do not know if I predict the future.
What are you talking about?
No, complete false.
Yeah.
If I predict what happens in the next second, yes? Yeah.
In the next second?
In the next second, yeah. Right? That is technically predicting the future. Yes?
No, it's not. What are you talking about?
Yes, it is.
No. Okay, right.
I know what might happen in, I don't know, 16, 20 years.
Yeah.
I might die.
16, 20 years.
16, 20 years. Yeah. I might die.
Yeah.
I might fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
Fuckload of stairs.
Yeah.
You
wouldn't know that because, of course, your vision's masked from within the lighthouse.
Yes, I've got no idea. There are no lights. Famously, actually, there are no lights in a lighthouse.
Other than the main one upstairs.
There's a massive one at the top, but apart from that, nothing.
Right. Do you get any?
We have a small light over the hobs of the oven, yeah. on the
east side.
No. What do you call it above an oven? A flume. Thank you very much. But that
people are sat there going, "What the fuck is this?" But I tell you what, I can join in here. Flume.
Flumes. Yes, yeah. Because it's a very tall
lighthouse.
Yeah, this flume is absolutely massive.
Oh, it goes all the way to the top.
Well, of course, it goes all the way to the top. And if I'm making a very smoky Rogan Josh,
yeah.
There is a huge plumes of smoke coming out the top of the, and of course there's gas there.
Yeah.
So a number of occasions. The roof was completely blown off this thing.
Blown off?
Oh,
the pressure! The pressure of your curries has caused the internal structure.
And pressure of my Rogan Josh.
Yeah, has caused the top of your lighthouse to pop off.
Pop off?
Yeah. And what do you do? Run out and put it back on again?
Well, there's no one. She's downstairs.
Your mum, yeah. Staring at you making a curry badly, yeah.
So it's for her sinuses.
Oh, I see. It's to help her.
It ain't helping me.
Yep.
fucking hell.
Anyway, so
no,
have you...
No, I get mates round and I get...
You get mates round?
Yeah, I get a team of mates round and we rebuild it every...
brick.
Brick by brick.
Yep.
Once every 2 years.
2 years. Okay, so currently 2 years.
Pretty much once every 2 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The top of the... Lighthouse has completely popped off,
yeah.
And so I get Paul, Duncan,
yep.
and Charlie,
mm-hmm.
To scuba dive down into the sea,
yep.
get the top off again.
Yep.
We then get Claire.
We're back to lifts again.
Claire.
Yep.
Claire and Martha.
Claire and Martha. Let's not speculate about these gender roles, but let's go on.
They lift the fucking thing to the top.
Yeah, fair enough. Mean,
the strongest girls I've ever seen in my life. And it's a bit of fun. We get Mum to glue it all up. And
she's well enough at this point, is she?
We hoist her up with pulleys.
Yeah.
She gets the ooh-hoo glue.
Yeah.
She loves the sparkles and the purple.
Yeah.
And we glue the top back on.
The sparkles.
Let go. She flies back down.
Yeah, back in the bed. A lot of these predictions you make, you're sort of you don't know if you can verify them, but there has been a couple of occasions where you've saved lives. I think that's fair to say.
I have, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for... I don't like to brag about that.
No, of course not. I understand why. You're an honourable man. But you could just talk
genuinely. Genuinely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, that's okay. You're welcome. But there has been one or two occasions that you have saved lives, I think, with your fortune telling outside, external to the lighthouse.
It was a stormy night.
Mm.
I remember it well.
Yep.
I've got a lovely pot of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm completely naked.
Downstairs with your mum?
I'm completely naked. Yep. I'm completely naked.
Stormy night, why not?
No one's coming around. Stormy night. No, no, I'll tell you why. Yeah. Because you have to have your senses about you on a stormy night.
Yes.
You've got to be completely alive to the weather.
Yep.
So I like to have the full sensory experience
of the storm.
Of the stormy night.
Yeah, okay.
I've got the French windows open.
French windows open. Yep.
Yes.
Down the bottom.
I've got the French windows open there.
Yep.
I've got the little porthole open on the left.
Okay.
The porthole open on the right.
Right.
And I've got the back window. Open, yeah, open at the back. Yeah.
Yep.
And I stand there, taking it all in.
Uh-huh. Naked. Yeah.
Start bollock naked.
Yeah. What's your mum up to?
If it was it was a Thursday night. She was watching Andrew Neil grill. The editor of the Financial Times.
Right. Now, fucking hell. Now, so okay, you're there outside. Mum's inside watching Andrew. Watch the dad.
So I got lives are at stake.
Yep. You run a lighthouse?
Huh?
You run a, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I run a lighthouse. Yeah. Have you got that? I run a lighthouse. Fucking hell. Give them the credit. They know that. We might have lost them along the way, but they at least can say tomorrow morning,
yep,
we saw some fucking arsehole tell us about living on a lighthouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Give us that. Yeah, sure, the story's flying around, but you know where I fucking am. You're picturing it, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're picturing it, aren't you?
Right, outside the lighthouse. French windows shut. Mum's inside watching the Daily Politics. You're there. In the storm, naked.
Eye of the storm.
Eye of the storm?
Yes.
Okay, so the weather's died down a bit. Yep.
What does that mean? What do you mean by that?
Eye of the storm is calm.
Don't really?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Famously, but I guess
well, this explains the problem.
Right, okay, right.
I got a message from a ship.
A message from a ship?
Yeah.
What's he saying? Okay, go on.
And he's going, am I in trouble?
Am I? Yeah.
I looked out.
Yeah. How are you getting this message? You're bonnet naked. What are you getting? What's he doing? He's not texting you. How are you getting this message?
Texting me.
Texting you, right. Right. You got a number, have you? The lighthouse number, right, okay. Text message sounds, right?
HMS Stephen, I'm in trouble here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, so I get the gaslight.
Well, you start it now, do you? We're halfway through a storm, literally halfway through a storm. Let's put the lighthouse on. I'm getting some texts, there might be votes about. Yeah, okay, go on. You painted the picture.
Yeah, turn it on.
Turn it on.
I'm like, Christ almighty.
Yeah.
Right, I see him.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness me. It's a big toss from side to side.
The boat.
Yeah. And I text him back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is there a need for a lighthouse? Because it sounds like a WhatsApp group would be just as a... would do just as much.
Yeah.
You near the shore, yeah. Turn around. Anyway, right. It's a stormy night. Eye of the storm.
Yeah,
you're bonnet naked.
Back.
Right, text him back.
Text him back. Fuck me. You're in the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
He texts back, and this is where I'm now remembering what you're saying. He goes, do you, capital letters.
Yeah.
Do you know what eye of the storm means?
Yeah.
I can see his silhouette. Yeah. I can see he's on his phone. So I call him. I'm not having this. I call him.
Yeah. You call him?
Yeah, I can see him. I can see him. Say to his mate.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Hands up. I can see him. Hang on. I can see me calling him.
Yeah.
So I turn the light off.
Turn the light off.
Fuck him, I'm on. Fuck him, this right. Guy.
Yeah. I'm bringing this back as best I can to the story of how, and I think this is how we started, of a story about how you save lives.
Yes. I hadn't turned off my phone.
Right.
And from the glow of my phone,
he was able to.
He found safety on right. The shore.
Yeah, he turned around. Well, thank you. What an absolutely brilliant story. We're sort of a final quick question. We'll think about wrap this up in a sec. But how did you garner these powers of predicting the future? How do you think that happened?
Well, you know what? No one's ever actually asked me that before.
Really?
People always think this is something you're born with, and that you've got no idea how it came about. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, your destiny is in your hands.
What does that mean?
Your destiny is in your hands.
Yeah, that's the same thing again.
I do talks on Skype to schools.
Do you? Do you put clothes on for that bit, or?
You are that is disgusting. It does not deserve the applause it got over there. That is disgusting. That is libelous.
Okay.
That is libelous. People are fascinated by me.
The
man in the lighthouse. He can predict the future mm-hmm. with his gas, you know?
Yeah, I think that's... Is that part of it, is it? Or is that...
Have you ever set fire to an Oohoo stick?
Right, the purpley, glittery Oohoo stick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me tell you, the fumes in there...
Right, I see. Gave you telekinetic powers.
Let me say again. Stand in a room, a small circular room, mm-hmm. yes?
Yeah.
Tiny, tight.
Tiny, yeah.
Set fire to...
An Oohoo stick.
50 Oohoo sticks.
Yeah.
You're predicting the future, boy.
Oh, yeah. to people like you who predict the future, do you have any words of advice, any words of wisdom for how you sort of handle your power and deal with it?
Yeah, it's very funny. I'm sure there's some people here tonight. You're gifted. You're young.
Not me.
Yeah.
Not Richard.
Rich, you look good, pal.
There's a lad here called Richard who looks old, if anyone's...
There's a man here who looks he looks better than he should do at his age.
He could be 12.
Pardon?
He could be 12. Right, this thing you're getting. Right, anyway, right. Very fun.
No, let me say this. Look, because this is the most important part. Life is what you make of it. Okay. Now, when I was born in a lighthouse, I remember walking around, which is all you can do in there. Thinking
that deserved more, I thought. But
it's the only joke of the night, I thought.
You're walking around, yeah?
Yeah. Which is all you can do in there.
Yep. We can edit laughter in.
Oh, their laughter doesn't affect me being funny.
Anyway, right, you're predicting the future, right? You're walking around.
Yeah, and you just think, God, is this my life? Yeah, is this my life?
What, you were just born?
Well, this is why I'm so relatable, eh?
Right, okay.
Everyone's nodding. For the listeners at home. I'm looking at 110 people nodding.
Yeah. Very quickly, to sum up, if you have these skills of future prediction, the ability to predict the future, rather, how would you deal with them? How should you deal with them?
I'm just going to leave you with these words of advice.
Okay.
Do not be a round tube.
Round tube. All right, sorry.
In a square hole.
Right, round peg in a square hole.
Peg. Can I say that again?
Yep.
Do not be a round peg.
In a square hole. That's your word for the future.
Well, this is the thing.
This is the thing.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean, that's manifestly apparent. The theme of the...
Why don't you come back to me in 2032,
yep.
and then we'll shake hands and you'll go... I now know what you meant.
Right, I see. And does that happen?
Who knows?
You do! That's the whole purpose!
I hope so!
Okay,
hope so!
Well, please give a big round of applause to Geoffrey Littleton!
Well, that's the end of the show. This episode was researched by John Kearns, edited by Matt Ewins, and the theme music was by Nikki Green. If you want to come and watch the shows be recorded, then please follow our Twitter account @microscopefun for details. Next time, I'll be talking to a documentary maker who believes he has seen UFOs. But until then, remain vigilant and catch you next time on Microscope.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.